Jenny and Colleen. It's Broadsgiving. I'm
Yay. Gonna... I'm Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome to the show, everybody. I got thrown off. I forgot to mute my audio over here. I realized as I started the music that I usually play the full music live, and I totally forgot. Anyway, we're off to a great start. What's up? Episode, what are we, what is this, like, not 69? 66.
I think we said it was 66, because last week was 65.
So, anyway, we're season 2.21. Now that we've got all that out of the way. See, you guys hear a lot cleaner. It goes like that every week, but I just kind of cut out all of the, what is this again?
How does one do this? How does a podcast work?
Yeah, pretty much. So, but hello to everybody out there. Welcome. I'm trying to see who's in the chat. We got JP, Dennis, Ed the Creepy Mailman, Greg's in there, Matt's in there. Matt T, not Matt E, who we'll be reading a top 10 list from later on in the show. Everybody's there. Hi, guys. Oh, C Drake's there. Dot's there. Hello, all.
Hello.
Oh, JP from VA. No, he's now VAJ.
I love it. It's there, so good.
There. This is fun and exciting. But anyway, again, what's up? I was showing Amanda some pictures before you came on, Shandy.
Wait, you were? Oh, right.
Well, I showed you one in particular.
I remember the things good. Got the best memory.
Memory.
The very best.
Yeah. But anyway, sorry. I'll let you guys talk now. What's up?
Not much. Somehow I always end up like... I'm not getting much sleep before we do a live show, and this time is no exception, and I was traveling all day, and I think I got like maybe 2 hours of sleep last night, maybe one and a half, not really sure. So that's where I'm at. I did grab a beer.
Nice.
And I did shower. Yeah. I thought we were starting at 6. We were starting at 6:30, so I was like, oh my god, I have time to take a shower. So I did that. So I'm clean for all of you. I smell good. Not that anyone can smell me. But
nice. I showered as well.
Excellent.
To rush back from tap class. Well, and it's funny because so where my class is, I walk by Macy's in Herald Square, and I was like, I had like some crazy work drama that I was like catching up on my phone as I was walking. You know, texting while walking, not the best plan. But I sort of look up and there's like all this scaffolding. And I'm like, what the hell is all of this? Like, this is ridiculous. And I was like, all right.
Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Exactly. And I always forget that they set it up on 34th. Like, so that you turn, the parade turns the corner around Broadway onto 34th. And I always forget. And I always think it's like in Herald Square. It's not. It's like off to the side. And I was like, oh, that's what this is. Well, that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
But yeah, then I came home. And I'm glad we started a little late because I, too, have had time to shower all the sweaty grossness off and have dinner, which are very important things before podcasting. You can't podcast on an empty stomach. It is really just is unadvisable. You can ill-advised.
Blame slash thank Stranger Things with Jay, Jack, and Mike because they were the ones that that took over the studio. That's why you're late. But anyway, so a couple of things. First, I have to issue a correction for last week.
Oh.
I have been informed by somebody that the money for the Tron is where the money, it's in dispute currently. there's some disputing my facts about the money used to pay for it, whose exactly that was.
Some alternative facts?
Not alternative facts, not quite fake news. Okay, fine! When I looked at it, I was looking at like all the accounts together, and the money wasn't moved over, it was just deposited into a different account. What? How do you want me to explain it?
Oh, jeez. Peanut Gallery.
All right, the money was put in your account. What I saw moved over was what was paid it off for. I just misunderstood it. Can you hear me? Anyway, is that good?
Just invite him down here to explain it himself.
He is. He's right outside the door. I just can't hear because the door is closed. Anyway, I did get some nice jewelry. Okay, thank you, Jay-splaining. I got Jay-splained. I still contest the money, but whatever.
This is so fun. Usually with the old laptop, I couldn't watch the YouTube link because my laptop couldn't handle it. This is fun.
Old Lappy?
Yeah, yes. Old Lappy could not handle it.
Now, see, Ro has a great point. You should have bought the Tron from jjack.com/Amazon. We all could have profited off of that.
Although, I mean, how much a percentage do you get back?
I don't know. I think it's something like 1%. So it still would have been
covered, like, the sales tax.
Yeah, pretty good. Anyway.
Which is probably high for an arcade game, I would just assume.
But like every good man who's done something questionable, I got jewelry this week to make up for it. Does anybody know what these are?
That's jewelry? Are those pasties? What is that?
Jam is truly outrageous. Truly, truly, truly outrageous. I got the gem you.
No, I'm aware. And I love you very much. But where would you wear that?
Here.
Okay. So that's not going to work with you.
Probably not. But
or leaving the house with you.
He's going to this work with me. I'm very excited about these. I love them. Apparently they were purchased through an Instagram link, so I'm excited about that or something. But I love
them.
Get
them now through Amazon.
They come, get them through Amazon. They come with this super cool gem book that teaches me about all of the hologram girls. So I love them. Thanks. Hmm. See, everybody gets some stupid, dumb 80s thing.
The 80s are cool. The 80s are back.
And I know I will. Definitely. I will not be playing Tron, Ed, but thanks for playing.
You should play Tron with the gem earrings. No. If anything, is it a two-player game? I mean, you could really distract the competition with those things.
Right. Showtime synergy. Ooh, I wish there was like a filter on Skype or Google Hangouts that I could use. But I don't know. I purposely wore a red shirt so I could match them today.
Oh, my God.
Nice. That's nice.
Of course you did.
I know. I did. It's hard to find red shirts that fit me right now, okay? So this was a struggle.
Without having to buy new ones?
Sure.
Or do they just not make red maternity wear?
Oh, no. I don't have that much maternity wear because I've been trying to get away with tunics and stuff. Anyway, it is tough. It's tough because I really need it. I'm just really stubborn and I'm picky. And every time I buy something, I return it because I'm like, I get home and I'm like, I hate this.
That's fair.
Yeah. So anyway, my watch called 911 the other day.
What? How? Oh my God. First of all, how is your watch? Oh, because you have an Apple Watch. I was like, how's your watch making phone calls?
Well, I like to say, pen, pineapple, apple, pencil. Okay, Siri. Cool. I have, like, no idea what that was. So, all right.
Did she say pineapple pencil?
She did. It's the pineapple pencil episode. Happy Broadsgiving.
Yep.
Okay, so I was listening to this true... Okay, this is what happened. It called 911 as I was coming into the house... And it was a good like 23 seconds that it had been on the phone before I realized that my watch was talking to me, which was all sorts embarrassing because then I had to like profusely apologize to the 911 operator, not even knowing where on my phone the watch like speaker is. So I'm like, this is my watch. I'm sorry. So,
oh, no.
So I don't know how exactly it called it. I figured out since that this little button over here brings up different screens, and one of them is emergency SOS. So I'm guessing it must have gotten pressed, and I was carrying a bunch of things. I have no idea. But I was listening to a true crime podcast at the time. What was it called? A Murder on Orchard Street or something like that. And it was actually one of the earlier episodes, so the guy had just got shot, and the ambulance, like, siren was going off in my earbuds as the guy on my watch was saying 911, what's your emergency? So I thought that it was part of the podcast. And it wasn't until it like moved on like 20 seconds later to like, and then the police interrogated him and somebody's like, hello, what's your emergency? And I'm like,
oh my God.
And then, you know, just the gamut of embarrassment, like, oh my God, I'm now one of those people that is falsely called 911.
So, oh my God.
Thankfully, thankfully, the guy was just like, you're an idiot. And and then, because then, you know, it's me. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And the guy's like, yeah, hang up for real people. And I'm like, no, I'm really sorry.
Well, because isn't it like if they dispatch like the ambulance or something, you like get fined for that?
I think so. Thankfully,
if they
didn't
show up.
Well, that's why I didn't just automatically hang up, because I didn't want it to like track my location somehow, because who knows what, you know, so but anyway, that's what
also that ends well.
Now I know
that your Apple Watch can make phone calls, so be careful.
Be careful.
A public service announcement here on Broadsgiving.
Here on Broadsgiving. What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
Oh, just going back to Connecticut for spend it at my parents' house.
Fun.
So nothing too exciting. My mom has a concussion, so I think I'm going to end up doing most of the cooking.
I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah, homegirl's got like it's rough. It's like I was joking with her because she's had some kind of medical crisis every Thanksgiving for like the past 4 years.
Oh my God!
So it's like I was on the phone with her. I was like, Mom, if you don't like cooking Thanksgiving dinner, like you can say so. Like you can say so. Like someone else can do it. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to keep like putting yourself in peril. And like my mom, she's so adorable. She's like, no, I like making turkey. It's actually my favorite meal to cook.
Oh.
But yeah.
So what happened? She did. Is this the injury that she like woke up in the middle of the night and like fell?
Yeah, okay. She fainted and connected with the floor, and because she's on blood thinners because she has a heart condition,
right?
It just bruise, like just massive, massive bruise, and I guess she hit with enough force that she concussed herself.
Oh my God!
So she's been out of work and
poor mom.
Yeah. So we'll see. But I'm bringing the captain home with me. So.
Oh, that'll make her happy.
Cat medicine is always the best medicine.
Medicine is the best medicine. I'll give you that.
Especially that big snuggle bear.
Yes, just like Shandy's bilingual cats.
Yep.
Yeah, he's not as smart as Shandy's cats. He can only speak one language, and he can't even speak that terribly well. He makes up for it in other ways, though.
Yes. So, Shandy, you were in Nashville?
I was in Nashville. It was super fun. I feel like I've just been meeting people connected to the podcast, like, left and right.
You really have been. It's amazing.
Yes. So I got to meet Mandy, which was awesome. And I actually ended up having lunch with her on her birthday. So that was really cool.
Awesome.
So that was fun. But, yeah, I was there for a work thing, and I got to check it out a bit, enough to know that like I need to go back, but it was fun. It was also kind of tiring. Oh, my cats are in the room now.
Is she meowing in French or in English?
Yeah, what kind of meow do we think this is?
Oh, little Phoebe, she's a cutie. I miss my kitties. But yeah, anyway, so it was kind of a whirlwind trip, and I worked through most of it, but. And then flew back this morning. My flight was at like 6:30 this morning, so I had to get up at an ungodly hour.
Ugh, that is early.
Yes.
How long is that flight though from Nashville back? Did you fly it into San Francisco or
no? So we flew from on the way back. We flew from Nashville to Atlanta, and just barely made it in time to catch our connection. And then Atlanta.
You went all the way back
San
to
Jose.
Atlanta.
Well, Atlanta is down.
You know, back, as in opposite direction, though.
No, it's further west than Nashville, isn't it?
Atlanta's not. Atlanta's still this way.
Okay. I don't know. I've been both places, but I suppose I couldn't really point it out.
You said I've been both ways.
Yeah.
I've never made the drive, so I guess I just don't know.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though. Actually, Daniel's going to Nashville tomorrow, actually.
Oh, crazy. Well, he will have a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. His sister is hosting Thanksgiving.
Oh,
so
cool.
He's on his way there. He's packing right now. Actually, I think he's on the phone right now.
Cool.
I hear voices.
Mandy says that Atlanta is southeast of Nashville.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why our tickets took us that way, but you know how airline tickets are. On the way over, we flew directly from Monterey. Then
Mandy, I will ask Daniel if he wants to do lunch.
So cool. Mandy and I were talking about how, like, it's become normal for us to, like, you know, meet people connected with podcasting. And of course, like, Mandy also was a listener to the Tribe. So, like, we kind of go back, but at the same time, you know, not in person. And I think, you know, loved ones and just other friends who are not in podcasting don't understand that, like, that's okay. Like, I was there for a work thing, and I was telling my work people, kind of, that I was, like, meeting this person, and I didn't want to, you know, say too much about the podcast or anything, but, you know, basically, like, made it understood that this was a person that I know through that. And they were kind of like, so are you sure it's safe? I was like, yeah, it's totally fine.
Totally fine.
It's like, well, and if it's not, I told you where I am.
Yeah.
So
it's Mandy. Come on. She's like a fan of Survivor and listens to the broadcast. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
She's not gonna murder me. Especially not on her birthday.
Totes.
I mean, well, I mean, some people might be into that. Like, you know, might be their birthday treat for themselves every year.
Maybe. Yeah.
Well,
it's like their one cheat day of the year. Yay, it's my birthday. I can murder people today.
Yeah. I think that's exactly how it goes for some people.
Yeah.
Nashville's
super fun. Yeah, it was fun.
I would like to get back to Nashville and explore. I really haven't seen that much of it.
Broads meet up. I want to go back too because I love whiskey from my trip to Nashville.
I think that's great. I think that would be a great meetup spot. I totally want to go back because I really didn't have time to do almost anything.
Yeah.
In terms of sightseeing. And so there's just so much that I like to do. So I'd be down for that. Woo. It was really fun. I think Frank would love Nashville also. So I need to take him there.
Yeah. I went when I drove across country from Carlsbad to Long Island, and we went down the southern route and we stopped at Nashville, and then we went up and we went like through Baltimore and stayed there for a night and then, you know, back up home. So I didn't do a whole lot of sightseeing either. I did see like 6 different bars in one night, and they were all different types of bars.
That's how they do it in Nashville, apparently.
We started off at a honky tonk bar. We started off at a honky tonk bar, and then we moved to like this random sports bar. But it was only Titans. Is that the Nashville team?
Meh.
Yeah, Tennessee Titans.
There was a lot of sports ball in Nashville.
Then we did this karaoke bar. We went to like this whiskey bar. We finished it up at an 80s dance. Oh, we went to karaoke bar, but we finished it at this 80s dance club. It was super fun. And then we were on that bridge drunk at 3 o'clock in the morning. And my friend went to like get burgers at like 3 a.m. too. And my friend took home, and I'll never forget, she woke up in the bed next to me with her French fries like all over the pillow. Because she had fallen asleep eating her French fries that she took from the bar with her.
Nice.
Hey, you know,
nicely done.
Girl's got a snack.
Yep.
Girl's
definitely.
But Shandy, what was your highlight other than meeting Mandy?
I mean, I don't know. Just like the whole thing was really cool. Like, we were there for this conference. It's the ACTFL conference. It's like the American Council of Teachers of Foreign Language. ACTFL? Teachers of Foreign Language. Yeah. Anyway, it's like the biggest professional organization for foreign language teachers. And I'd always kind of wanted to go, but it's like really expensive. And so that was pretty cool to get to go for free. And it was like huge and kind of overwhelming. That's what she said. So that was a fun experience, and we were like recruiting for work, so we got to talk to a lot of people, and yeah, I don't know. I mean, so that was cool. Everything was cool. Just everything was great. My cats are going crazy.
That's awesome. Ed says, Shandy, I will let you know when it's my birthday.
Yes. Awesome. Oh my God. I got cats everywhere here. This is crazy. I tried to get them both out of the room before recording, and then somehow they both got let back in. Both of them.
Well, but if you've been away and you just got back, like, I'm sure they're really needing some attention.
Well, they did have other humans to give them attention, but
you're their mommy.
Yeah, it's different.
They're cute, but they're just gonna like knock shit over.
Fair.
Anyway,
where's Captain?
So, Amanda.
Yeah.
You watched American Vandal.
I did. I was super sick on Saturday, so I peeled through pretty much the whole thing. And I'm not that embarrassed about it. I'm marginally embarrassed about it, because I normally don't, like...
It's a quick show.
Yeah, I normally don't digest TV so quickly like that. But, I was into it.
We're conditioned to ingest like those bingeable podcasts that are just like that. And this show was kind of like that same format. I don't know.
Oh, right. I think it was a wonderful, a really, really wonderful like commentary on the genre. Like, I think they really did their homework and I just think it was really well done. I loved the whole like opening credits and how like none of the actors' names are listed. Like the first episode I watched like a week ago, because I know like, you all have been talking about it. And I was like, let me check this out. And in the first episode, like, maybe because I didn't do a lot of research, but I didn't know if it was real or not.
Oh.
So I'm sitting there watching this first episode and I'm like, this can't be real. This has got to be fake. I mean, the quality of the video is too good. Like, clearly it's a wealthy, affluent high school, but they don't have cameras that are this good.
Right.
Like, this has to be fake. And then I read something where it's the farce.
The doc recreation scene. Did you, like, lose your shit at how funny that was?
Again, I was feeling like crap, so I wasn't really outwardly laughing at anything.
Oh, man. That had me.
I was more just kind of staring at the television and generally absorbing what was coming at me.
That's what she said. But there's a lot of... like lines in there that are taken directly from a lot of the different podcasts. Like when you've all listened to Serial, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The last episode of Serial, when is it Julie who says, if Adnan didn't do it, then he's, you know, the unluckiest boy in the world because of all the things that happen. And they repeat like the exact same thing about,
I don't have a very good memory. So
Dylan.
Okay. Yeah. So wasted on me.
I've been like hardcore binging a lot of that stuff lately. So that's every reference I kind of was cracking up just with, you know, how funny, I don't know, just, it was a really good commentary. And then the ending contributed to my mood a lot on election day, because I was really depressed by the last episode.
Yeah. Why?
I don't want to be too spoilery, because I really think that Shandy might enjoy it, and I don't want to spoil you or anybody out there listening that hasn't listened yet, but it's just, it just gets kind of realistic, like a realistic, more realistic commentary versus like a parody.
Right.
Where you're kind of like, oh yeah, this kind of takes the fun out of all this stuff, because you know, then you're kind of brought back to like the reality of the situation behind all of these things, you know.
And I like that, though. I like when a show can do that, when it can make you laugh, but then also be like, okay, like now it's time to stop being funny and to recognize the truth in what we're doing. Because all comedy, what makes it extra funny is the fact that it's close to the truth.
Right, right. Matt says, it gets the details of the genre right, but also tells a compelling story. And
yes.
I completely agree. I totally recommend it if you are so inclined to... If you're into that genre, check it out. It's a really great show. And then let us know what you thought about it.
Yeah.
So, and let me know if I'm crazy that I got super depressed after watching the last... Like, it was a real bummer to me. 2 days later, I was still kind of like, aww.
Also, the hormones.
Probably. And the fact that I can barely eat anymore because there's no room in my stomach. And I had Chick-fil-A the other day, and I literally couldn't eat anything for the rest of the day, and I went to bed with a stomach ache still just from being full. It's really sad. I know. Hashtag first world problems.
And couldn't finish my Chick-fil-A.
At like noon.
It's just like such a bummer.
I know. All I want to do is eat milk and cookies at night. And I can't.
There's just no room.
But anyways, shall we move on to the... Okay, we've got two options here. We could move on to the part of the show where we talk about what we're thankful for. Or we could talk about this thing called the War on Men that's happening right now. It's up to you guys.
I haven't thought about what I'm thankful for. So...
I'm thankful for the war on men.
All right. Well, and I'm
just kidding.
I'm bringing this up because, hold on, let me pull up the article. What's his face? Sorry, Matt had requested in the political overflow group when we were making fun of it. He was like, "You should have saved this for the broadcast." And I was like, "I still can. We haven't done it yet." So here we go. Alabama pastors stand behind Roy Moore, cite war on men. Despite allegations of sexual misconduct against Senate candidate Roy Moore, many pastors in Alabama and other states in the Southeast are sticking by the twice-removed Chief Justice. See, this is where we get to the hard-hitting facts, because we really need to equally adjust this problem of the war on men. The attack on Judge Moore is an attempt by the Democrats to sway the voters in Alabama. I don't believe these women. In this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. That was a Baptist minister. Okay. His last name was Floyd. Floyd is one of around 50 pastors that signed a letter of support for Moore in August before allegations of sexual misconduct and the dating of teens became public. Moore has denied the allegations, calling them, quote, attack on my character and reputation, unquote, and, quote, a desperate attempt to stop my political campaign for the United States Senate, unquote. Pastor Radish of another Baptist church, Nationwide Church, told AL.com from his South Carolina home that the spate of accusations against men in politics, Hollywood, and elsewhere was, quote, a war on men.
Sorry, check out the comments. We're getting
some real trollage.
Yeah. Fantastic. That means we're winning, guys. More women are sexual predators than men. Women are chasing young boys up and down the road, but we don't hear about that because it's not PC. So there you have it, guys.
Great.
It's almost like we set out the call and like the devil heard Roy Moore's name and sent all of his minions to the chat.
Exactly.
Like sending up a bat signal.
In case anybody is wondering, apparently, you know, we invented dildos, so that's exciting.
Oh.
Nobody would fuck these ugly skanks, huh? Yes, except the person that knocked me up. who is currently reporting them. Thank you, sweetie. Which I've never said before. I've always been more of a schmoopsies kind of girl.
Are these the Patreons, the patrons you think every episode?
They just might be.
Apparently. So
they're a little disgruntled that we haven't thanked them yet.
The troll's name is Mike Johnson. He broke up with his boyfriend. Well, that's really, I'm sorry for you.
Yeah.
Might I?
The other one is didn't do nuffins.
We got that spelling going on. This is great
spelling.
I had so much to talk about, but making fun of the trolls in the chat's way more fun.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
I feel like we've made it.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's like you know that you're women on the internet when you get people who come and say dumb shit like this.
That's true. That's you know you're making an effect if you get trolled.
Or you're just on the internet.
I don't know. I've never been trolled before.
See, I'm
maybe
I'm
I don't know.
I'm friends with Sink Pisser on Facebook. Wink, wink. I get trolled all the time. All right. Well, what I was gonna say, Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you for bringing the rest of your minions out, but I will. This one is the funny part. So it's your move for the creepy if you want. All right. Moving on, because now he distracted from the war on men, and that's a what about his own.
And right. We have more important
like you're
things
really,
to talk about.
Really doing men a disservice here.
Yeah.
So that's on you, my Johnson. That's on you.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are you guys thankful for?
This moment right now.
Yeah. Oh, man. So many things. All the things.
Oh, yeah. No, I was.
Ooh.
Message deleted.
By Jay Gladfelter.
Ooh.
My white knight in shining armor saving the day for these ladies over here. Thank you. Thank you. I think Dindu is winning the Survivor Fantasy League. Well, I'm not. I'm in last place. My Survivor game is awful.
Is that what you're thankful for?
I'm so thankful. No, because I'm going to lose my penis trophy, and I'm not thankful for that.
Well, just an opportunity to win it back.
Yeah, there we go. No, David, you might still be winning the Survivor pool. I haven't checked in a week, so... after Jay banned my Johnson, Dennis said free speech takes another hit. Sad.
Hi, buddy. Well,
I was sick of winning anyway. Mm-hmm. Me too. All the winning was making me tired.
Yep. Finally tired from all that winning.
Oh, I guess Gott's been dethroned in the Survivor patrons thing by Mandy's daughter.
That's awesome.
Which daughter, though? Like, I don't know. I know that you're losing to your kids, Mandy, but I don't know. So Dindu's joining the Ramblecast. Excellent. Oh, they're all getting beat by a 9-year-old. Fantastic.
Well, it happens.
It happens. It happens.
It happens.
I'm thankful for 2017 being way better than 2016, and for my awesome house, and for my son not being a scaredy cat during swimming lessons, and the one time that he pooped in the potty this week, I'm very grateful for that.
Yay! Small victories.
And all of the things.
That's true. For as exhausting as 2017 has been culturally, I feel like it's been pretty okay, like, personally. Like, there's been some...
We should all aspire to that. It's been pretty okay.
It's been pretty mediocre. Hasn't been the worst year I've ever had. But yeah, no, but I think there's been some really good stuff.
Yeah.
I got to go see Hamilton this year. I mean, so you're going to have been all that bad.
Yeah.
Oh, and my amazing husband. You're part of all the stuff. Of course I'm grateful for you. I said thank you for banning my Johnson. I was getting to that. I was going to say something special at the end. I am not thankful for Tron.
Not yet, anyway. Give it time.
Oh, no, that's true. It has been, like, personally a good year. Politically and, like, for the world, a terrible year. That's a weird...
But professionally, you've had a great year, too.
Professionally, it's been a great year. God, yeah. Yeah. 2017 has been cool. Except for the, like, you know.
Yeah, except for the fact that, like, everything is, like, batshit crazy. But
exactly.
I think, but it's, like, when things are so ridiculous, it's, it does make you more appreciative of the things in your life that are going well.
Yes.
So in that regard, I guess I'm thankful for that. I'm really thankful. I did it my 1 second a day for the whole year.
Oh, wow.
So I'm really excited to be able to watch the whole thing.
Ooh.
You know, my whole year in like 6.5 minutes.
That is exciting.
That also might not be an exact fact. I know people don't like it when I don't use numbers correctly. So. I'm guessing. I'm throwing a number out there. It might not be the correct one. Let me just preface that. But pretty excited about it.
Excellent. What was your 1 second for today? Was it this?
I haven't done it yet. Let me do it right now.
Ooh. Do it right now. Make sure you get my earrings. La!
Okay, hold on. It's going to take a sec. Hold on. Ow.
I do love my earrings. And of course, I love my schmoopsies.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. I got to make sure that I stay on the screen.
Okay, here we go.
Showtime, Synergy.
Fantastic.
Okay, very cool. No, I didn't. I lost my earbuds. There's so much going on in my ears. I can't tell anymore.
That's what she said.
Everybody else in the chat, start throwing out things you're thankful for. Ed's thankful for live broadcast episodes, hanging out with three lovely ladies.
Aww. Yay.
JP said meeting everyone in May is the top of my thankful list.
Aww.
That was a great
okay.
weekend.
Ow! I was going to type my response, and I'm like, oh, I can just say it. I'm, like, on this podcast.
Wait, where am I? What's going on?
This podcast in 2017 is what's going to allow me to meet everyone in the 2018 meetup, so I'm thankful for that.
Yay!
Yeah.
Drake is thankful for Mentos, and Dennis is thankful that Drake knows how to put out a fire. Which is a throwback to when he put out the fire at my house. Which we didn't really talk about, did we?
I think we brushed over it.
Yes. So
made light of what could have been a very serious situation.
Yes.
Had not Drake acted so quickly and swiftly.
Yeah.
Ed again with the creepy / not creepy. thankful for his collage. I think he means collage of photos on his wall of three lovely ladies.
Are we being projected on your wall right now?
Oh dear.
If you're gonna be creepy, just at least gotta spell it right. That's my philosophy.
Excellent. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I have so much more to be thankful for, like every single day. Like I'll just look at my house and be like, I love my life. My life is great. So
that's awesome.
Like, you know, I'll just like look around and be like, I love this house. I love everything. All the things.
House.
I love my Schmoopsies. I love my Zacky Tacky. I love my Zoe. Oh, last night, poor Zoe. She was trying to sit on my lap. And every time she did something, I kept calling her Zach. And everybody was just confused. And I was like, whatever, cat. So definitely staying away from the Z names this time around. Can't keep them straight.
Have you guys thought about names yet?
Yeah, more so than before.
Yeah.
We're almost there. Zach is really pulling for Rubble from Paw Patrol.
Wow, that is a pretty solid name.
It is
Rubble?
Pretty, yeah.
Yeah.
Rubble on the double.
Yeah, you don't tease a kid named Rubble.
You don't.
Yeah.
No, right. No one messes with that kid.
Yeah, you don't. Let's see. All kidding aside, JP says it was a great year for all the Jane Jack podcasts. Whoa, Walter White is on, soliciting us. Do we need a little pick-me-up?
Oh, man.
We have a celebrity in the house.
I love this house except Tron.
Except Tron.
Well done, Mandy.
Well, you know, I have to say, we've rearranged a little bit downstairs, so Tron is like super in the corner now, and it looks a lot less out of place than it did. So that's exciting.
Nice. That's good.
Yeah. Speaking of thankful things, we have a top 10 list from Matt.
Oh my God! Yes.
All right. Let's.
Yes. Been holding on to that for a while.
We've been holding on to that for a little while. That's what she said.
Sure.
Yeah. You hear that, my Johnson? Things we've been holding on to for a little while.
Yeah.
JP, nobody puts Tron in a corner.
Unless it looks nice there. Sometimes it's just how it fits with the flow of the room.
Yeah.
So sometimes that's where the plug is.
Yeah, I will have a pocket full of quarters in May. No. I don't think that. I think it's like rigged so that you don't need the quarters. But Jay can correct me in the chat.
Don't tell people that. Tell them to bring the quarters.
David says I'm thankful.
It's expensive.
For Matt's top 10 list. So yes, let's get into it.
Okay.
All right. Manishani and Colleen, your podcast is among the best among the Jan Grack group. Well, duh. And I've been meaning to write in for quite a while. Not sure why this topic motivated me to email. Perhaps it was because I listened to that episode while hanging Christmas lights along our guitars. Yes, I was also cleaning the gutters. Ha ha ha. So I started putting together. That's a sex joke from The Leftovers. Sorry, I looked away. This different screen setup is throwing me off so badly. So I put together a sexy playlist for Jared and Ivanka. Podcast behind, so if anyone else suggested these, I apologize. Here's my top 10 songs that I think should be on their sexy playlist. Personally, I don't find these songs sexy, nor would I ever play them while having sex. So here goes.
Fair.
Okay, fair. Here we go. Number 10, A Spoonful of Sugar Helps the Medicine Go Down by Mary Poppins. Yep. All right. Number 9, Comfortably Numb or Money by Pink Floyd. I can argue with that one. I'm guessing he gets an erection from the start of the cha-chings in the beginning.
The right kind of people.
Rocket Man by Elton John.
This one actually might be my favorite. I feel like it actually would be okay.
Oh no. Have you ever seen this scene in Nip Tuck that uses Rocket Man?
No.
Okay. It's really depressing. He's like having sex with a woman that's dying of cancer and they play Rocket Man and it's really depressing and it's going to totally kill the song for you.
Oh, well, thanks for that.
You're welcome. And I don't think that that's that spoilery because it was like 15 years ago. Yeah. Number 7, but I do love the song still. When I Come Around by Green Day. Apparently Ivanka went through a punk phase in the 90s. This was my band.
That was very timely.
Sure. Number 6, From Russia with Love, the James Bond theme song.
You know, a little foreplay, you know, like that foreplay. What am I talking about?
Yes.
Character play. What's the role actual play. Term for that? Role play. That's what it is. There.
Or also, the room we're making love in was financed by Russia.
That's a better joke.
Number 5. This is a tie, I guess. Madonna, Material Girl, or Papa Don't Preach. Number 4, Downtown by Petula Clark. I mainly included this because of Nick's explanation of the meaning behind the song.
What was the explanation?
It's about masturbation.
Oh. Huh. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but I believe it's about a female masturbating as it is sung by a woman.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Think of the lyrics. Yeah. Okay, I see it.
Go downtown. Number 3, Moonlight Serenade, a true classic, or something else really old and white by Glenn Miller. Number 2, Butterfly Kisses, whoever the fuck sings that god awful song and they deserve to listen to this while crying.
Oh no, that's terrible. I cannot.
Number 1, the national anthem, and yes, it is okay to kneel.
Oh god.
Yeah, sorry, I know that last one is so wrong, but I really think her dad would approve. Honorable mentions include Cats in the Cradle, Me So Horny, Have a great show. I'll keep listening to your podcast like some creepy, well-intentioned protagonist from an 80s movie. Matt.
Well done, Matt.
Yes, well done.
I like it. That's
good. Okay, let's see. We had some... Mandy says my earrings are very distracting. Are they?
They are a touch distracting.
Oh, then I have that is. Exactly
I mean, I don't want to cramp your style.
I'm but a little I might sad. Have a seizure. I might cry later. That's okay. I'll edit that out where you guys said it was distracting, so nobody knows. Matt said Jared and Ivanka probably have sex to the soundtrack from The Room, which
oh god, they probably do. I feel like that's totally their style of music. That does not ruin The Room. That's just inaccurate.
I have never seen The Room, so I can't comment.
Well, I hadn't either up until maybe this time last year.
Drake disputes that the song Downtown is about masturbation. Just let us have this one thing, okay?
Not everything is the war against men, okay? Sometimes we just want things for us because it makes us feel good.
We have a war against facts going on right now in this country, and you are not going to war against the fact that that song is about female masturbation. Maybe Matt can do his next top 10 list all masturbation related songs.
Oh yes.
Yeah,
just been to it.
Yeah, Lady Gaga has one. Everybody should have one.
Lady Gaga has one. What's
yes
Lady
it's
Gaga's?
Called Dancing in Circles.
Oh, I'll have to investigate.
Yes,
I like that as an image.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should listen to the song. I think I have it, but I won't play it because
let's play the whole thing in its entirety right now.
No, because I forgot to hit record for the first few minutes of this show, so I really need the YouTube to let me export it.
Fair.
And it will not let me do that if I have it. But yeah,
teasing.
It's all about. She touches herself at night when she's lonely after she and her fiance broke up. It feels good to be lonely. She's dancing in circles. I don't know. Listen to the song. It's a fun song. Her fans launched like a grassroots campaign to get it to be released as a single. But
cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. There you go. I'm sure they have sex to Suicide is Painless. Will Ivanka get to take her iPod with her on conjugal visits to Jared? Probably. You saw Goonies before The Room? Oh, okay. I watched Goonies for the first time this past weekend. Forgot.
And
I've never seen The Room, so no. I've
also the Goonies is a kids' movie. You should see that first.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Chronologically, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really
released
fun.
First. Exactly. Oh, it's the best. So good. And it really holds up. Like, I watched that movie all the time as a kid. Like, that was definitely, like, one of the main movies of my childhood.
Really?
But to go back and watch as an adult, it really does hold up. It's like this little time capsule of, like, how it was to be a kid before you had a little computer you carried around with you all the time.
Fair. Well, we watched it because... talking about like Sean Astin in Stranger Things and then back to Goonies. And I was like, well, I've still never seen Goonies. So I think that's why we watched it. Whatever. We watched it. It was fun. I will say that who's the kid that gets separated from the rest of them? The one that's dressed like Newman in
Chunk.
Jurassic Park. Chunk. Thank you.
Chunk.
He was kind of annoying.
No, not Chunk. Chunk is the monster.
No, the monster is... Oh, I don't know. I've only seen it once. Chunk. Okay. All right.
I was right.
Okay. Yeah, he was kind of annoying to me. And the girlfriend was sort of annoying. Not Martha Plimpton. Well, she was kind of annoying too. But then once it kind of got involved, I was like, this movie is really fun.
Also, just Sean Astin was the cutest little kid. Like, down here. It's our time. It's our time. Up there, it's their time. Down here, it's our time. He like does a little puff of his inhaler, and he's just so genuine. He's just the cutest.
Which Goonie do you relate to the most? The screaming girlfriend that bothered me. But yeah, no, it was fun. I recommend it if you haven't seen it. It seems like some of the chat has not seen it. So I don't feel so alone. This is like a Goonie-less support group. And
Goonies never say die. You know how many times I said that during Stranger Things this season? I feel like it was just an excuse just to quote Goonies from start to finish. Every time Sean Astin was on camera.
He was a cute kid.
Yeah.
But speaking of, is it Rob Lowe is in that movie too as the older brother?
Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin. Thank you. I was like, okay, Josh Brolin. He kind of like reminded me of the bully kid on Stranger Things. Now we're getting to that time of night where I cannot find a comfortable position.
No, I feel like I feel like he was more like Keith or Sutherland's character in, was it the Lost Boys?
Okay, I've never seen Lost Boys.
Were they all like vampires, that one?
I'm familiar, but I've never seen that one either.
Yeah, I feel like he's more like that character.
Billy is the brother, yeah. Cool. So I had tried to find funny Thanksgiving stories on the internet, and it really let me down.
What were you looking for? Like, what
just,
kind of stories?
You know, like funny stories. Like, one I found, I only found like a handful, and I opened like 20 tabs. One of them was like, found grandma's wedding ring in the turkey one year. She did not even know it was not on her finger. Funny things like that. My sister showed up with 4 pumpkin pies. Each pie had a cat footprint in it. I took one home, threw it away. Mom's black lab stole the turkey roll from the kitchen counter. My mom caught her, had a tug of war between the dog, and the dog won. We ordered Chinese food instead. Funny stories like that. But those are the ones that are like your highlights, they were mostly... Don't ever Google worst Thanksgiving stories on Reddit, because the first like 3 tabs I opened up was like, I was hungover and didn't go to Thanksgiving one year. My grandpa was disappointed. I said, I'll see you on Christmas. And then he died a week later. And I'm like, okay, this is clearly not the Reddit thread that I'm looking for.
Yeah. What a bummer.
How is that funny?
It wasn't.
No. But they didn't specify that, like,
not. I should have
worst, like, funny story.
Worst
like
funny story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your best worst stories. Not your, like, actual depressing playing Rocket Man during sex worst stories.
Yeah, my cousin's dog got like bathed in like a turkey juice bath a couple years ago. That like my dad was carving and didn't realize that like the juices were dripping, and the dog realized, and the dog was like under there just like just having her best day ever.
Until
someone noticed, and she was like, you know, one of those like furry little like Yorkie looking things. And so just like greasy, like all of her little fur, and she was just like totally worth it.
I've not really have any stories like that, but gosh, 4 or 5 years ago, Zoe knocked over olive oil and got olive oil all over herself.
Oh, that must have been terrible to clean up.
It was terrible for her to have to take a bath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it's like oil. It's like hard to get it off. Like, it just kind of like clings.
Yeah, that was a worse cleanup than the time that she peed in the back of Cliff's car. Which is a whole other story. Oh. Whatever, it wasn't my car. And he didn't want to clean her up, so he took every single towel. So I had to, Jay was in Austin for training or something, and my great uncle had passed away, so I had to go home for the funeral, and Zoe got a UTI. So we had to take her to the vet and keep her there so she could get the medicine from them. And Cliff volunteered to pick her up because it was expensive to like board her up, you know, for the day, for, you know, each night or whatever. So,
oh yes, done that before.
I think I landed at like 7 and the place closed at like 6. So Cliff, you know, volunteered to pick her up before it was closing. So she had not peed the whole time she was there because she was refusing to. Like, they were like draining her with like a syringe.
Yeah.
So I guess she had a full bladder, and she, you know, Cliff used to watch her all the time and come and hang out all the time. So he, like, she must have felt comfortable, because the second she got in the backseat of his car, she, like, pissed all over it.
I know.
So, poor girl. But he didn't, he was like, well, you know, fuck this. I got to clean my car. He just laid every single towel from the house on all the furniture and the floors. It was like, all right, see ya. But I was very grateful.
Oh, poor kitty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. That's the worst. I feel like I've done variations of all those stories at some point with the cat. Like, they really, that sucks.
True. Do we have any other feedback that we want to read today before we start to wrap up a little bit?
I don't know. I don't know if we have anything that's really tied to Broadsgiving.
Let's see. We have a This Week's in Annie's Virginity, and we have a response to last week.
Right.
Do we want to do Andy's Virginity and see if the chat has anything for him?
Oh, yes.
That's a pretty good idea.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I nominate Shandy, our official Andy's Virginity reader.
Okay, let me just find this. Here we go. Okay, so Andy writes in, Happy Broadsgiving, ladies. I've paid through January for this site, and I won't be renewing it. While it's good to know I'm not the only one who has gotten screwed over by online dating, I seem to be exceptionally bad at it. Less than 10% of the messages I send get a response, and none of them yielded much afterwards. The number of times women have contacted me is even fewer, which I can understand, since men often make the first move, but it's frustrating nonetheless. I can also see things getting tough since we're already in the busy holiday season. Maybe it's a little easier if you have dating experience. It shouldn't be this hard. If you want to add a that's what she said, that's okay.
That's what she said.
To find someone I'd like to date who also wants to date me. It reinforces my worries about my ability to read women. I know it's irrational, but it's hard not to think that this is just how it's going to be with my relationships. I'll be inter, she's not, and bails, and I can't figure out what I'm doing wrong. I get why women aren't as forthcoming about rejection as guys are, because some guys become monsters when they're told no. If only they knew I was still a virgin, taking no for an answer is something I'm pretty good at. This ordeal isn't doing much to alleviate my worries about telling a woman about having no experience, because I keep failing long before we reach that point. Well, I'm sure there are women out there, like you three said, if you found yourselves dating again, who would be okay with it. I still have this big question mark as to how anyone else would react. I told my sister about it, and that has helped. I can talk to her about anything, and it helps to get the female perspective on dating. She also helped me with a good picture of myself for my profile, which has gotten someone's attention. I started messaging her yesterday. I'm keeping my expectations down after Miss Flake last week, but it's nice. I'll leave you with that. Happy Thanksgiving, and may God have mercy on your soul, Colleen, with your Thanksgiving with the mega crowd. Hashtag I'm with hers.
I'm sorry. I'd like to add in your sober Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, just, you know, just this holiday season. Next year, you'll be fine.
And all the holiday seasons after that.
Yeah. Now, next holiday season, you can get as hammered as you want to be.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much how I spent the last, like, 15 holiday seasons. So.
Yes. I'm glad that Andy talked to his sister. That's good.
Yeah. I think that's important.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, we got way, way distracted. sorry, I made it all about me.
No, I think that update is actually pretty positive. I think that's all pretty natural, universal feelings when it comes to online dating. It's really easy just to get into this rut of like, no one else could be having these problems. It's just me. And it's not. Like I felt that way when I was online dating a lot, that like, what the hell is wrong with me? Like, this is never going to work. So yeah, but I think I don't know what else I want to say about that, but yeah.
Maggie says the holidays suck for online dating because no guy wants to start a relationship between Thanksgiving and New Year's.
That's true too.
So maybe
that's true too. So I think most women are going to have their guard up.
Yeah. And again, like, maybe the online format is just not the best for some people.
Yeah, so. But I think it is important to do, especially if you're living in a place where you're not meeting people regularly. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I'm a perfect example. I online dated for on and off for a few years, and I didn't, you know, I ended up meeting my person not online, but it was still a really good experience to just, mm-hmm. It was a quantity over quality thing, but it was still, it was a good, like, learning how to talk to people that you don't know and how to just get out on dates. So there is some value to that. But, and this is what I wanted to say but I think, yes, keeping your expectation low, even just to, as a self, even for self-preservation, I think is wise. Mm-hmm. Because then it's like, if this girl's really awesome, then it's like, wow, you get the excitedness of exceeding your expectations.
Right. JP says, my thought on online dating is that it seems like there are just so many people who function better behind the screen. I guess does that mean in your experience, people hide their crazy better behind the screen, or it's just like how I say I prefer to have like a argument over text because I can formulate my thoughts and hit delete better.
They have a little more time to think about how they want to respond to things.
Yeah.
Oh, it depends on the person. Cause like my Johnson and
is really struggling with that. Like thinking before you type thing.
Yeah. And they didn't do a very good job of hiding their crazy behind the screen.
No. Matt says Andy should tutor Dindu and Mike Johnson. Andy should tutor Mike Johnson.
Yeah, this is a really good point. I don't think that there are many people who remember that they are talking to a real person while they are online. They treat people badly. And I think that's a really good point. I think it's easier to, because you haven't met this person in real life, you can kind of be a little harsher, a little less kind, as maybe you would be if you were talking to that person face to face. I think that just might be a human nature thing. Like I would like to hope that people aren't intentionally douchebags, but I think that format does inspire that part of people's personalities for sure.
Yeah. Ed says, funny guys are the best lovers because when I get naked and the girl is laughing, I have them right where I want them. Ba-dum-cha. Get it? Shandy says, go fuck yourself.
JP says, for Andy, go out and meet someone without high expectations. Just try to have a good time. And if you have a good time, go out again. Yeah, that's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Pretty solid advice.
Yeah. He also says, a lot of people in person can't even carry a conversation.
Yeah.
Maggie says there are a lot of people dating online who can't hear a conversation online either. JP, don't focus on the first meeting as to whether or not she's the one. Just try to have a nice time. I completely agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. If you go into every date thinking this could be the one, that's exhausting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And definitely like setting yourself up for disappointment.
Oh, absolutely. Go into it just thinking this is going to be a fun night and leave it at that.
This is great, though. I'm glad that Andy's talking to people like in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
And don't forget, Andy, this is a really difficult time in America because there's a war on men. So you just might not be able to win.
So, you know, you're already at a disadvantage there.
Yeah.
JP says, wait until the fifth date before you scold her with the shirt steamer.
Solid advice. Yeah. Really, really good advice.
Yeah. Wait, can we call you VAJP? Because then it could be like VAJP. Matt says, just remember, mansplain, constantly interrupt, nag, you'll be fine. Yep. I wouldn't listen to that.
This is all really good advice, guys. Yeah. You guys are really good at the advice giving.
Super good.
Really solid stuff.
Maybe this is the next a good time to tease you for this article I found for next week, The 6 Things Millennials Bring Up Most in Therapy.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so pumped.
Yeah.
Especially when we go back to Tuesday recordings, when I come from my therapy appointment.
Well, I have to tell you that out of these six things, the first three I was all in with. I was like, you're right. I have brought those up before.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll probably super relate to it and then feel really bad.
Yeah.
And then have to talk about it at therapy the following week.
Probably. Oh, shit. Maybe I should send you this beforehand.
So I can prepare.
So you can prepare.
I do have my appointment tomorrow, so.
All right, maybe I will forward it to you.
Yeah. I can mentally prepare.
No, but this whole Thanksgiving thing came up because I had found that link through the original one, which was how to survive Thanksgiving dinner stress. But it was only really three things, which were, you know, super easy to do. It was like, ask yourself important questions when, you know, you're getting stressed. How important is this to me? How likely is it that I'll be able to have the outcome that I want? How skilled am I in relation to the task in front of me? And what control do I have? So it's all about reminding yourself of the perception. So like in my case, it's going to be more like, I'm never going to convince anybody that America is in fact not becoming great again. So I might as well just pretend to drink the wine. Or not. Anyway. No.
I think you do what you feel like you can live with.
Yeah, like any chance that you guys can just be talking about like kittens and puppies?
Yeah.
Puppies for sure. Matt said, number one thing that millennials are worried about, wondering what the health benefits of alcohol are.
Maybe someday. Maybe someday we'll learn.
Maybe someday. Sure.
Other advice for Andy before we get out of here is check your phone a lot on the date. Let's see. While you're out with her, focus all of your attention on someone else. Try to get the waitress's number. When you go to say goodbye, do the wave when you open the door for her.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Solid.
Yeah. Good times. Good times. So anyway, all right. Does anybody else have anything else before we start to wrap it up?
Mm-hmm. Crickets.
Crickets.
Yeah. I'm okay.
All right.
My Bradsgiving resolution
new tradition. I like it.
Next time we do a live show, I will try to get more than 2 hours of sleep beforehand.
Yeah, I think that's good. Well, we've got our 69 party coming up in a couple weeks.
Yes! See, my
so
Johnson.
Bright eyed and bushy tailed for that.
That's
my
right.
Johnson was a little too early for the 69 party. We cordially invite you back on December 12th at 9 p.m.
Awesome.
All right. Usually I write down all the things I'm supposed to say at the end of the show, and the weeks that I don't is the weeks that Amanda helps me.
Thank the patrons.
Thank
Look, I'm
you,
helping.
Patrons, particularly my Johnson, didn't know nothing. And the creepy mailman, Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart, and Molly the Millennial. Thank you guys, and thanks to all the patrons who support us every single month. And speaking of the patrons, if you'd like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/jandjack and see. If you sign up to become a patron before Friday, the 24th, you could be a part of Patron Secret Santa.
Ooh,
which is
that sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah, which we're doing it for the second year, so sign up is going on now.
Should I sign up? I haven't yet.
Sign up. Do it.
I'm just I'm terrible at gift giving.
That's okay.
So then gift giving to people that you don't necessarily really know.
Or stresses me out.
It's real hard.
We'll have to talk about it in therapy.
Okay, talk about therapy.
I got more to talk about.
But like, here's some suggestions. Pop figures are always good because everybody in there is dorky enough to probably want one.
Asterix, I'll pass personally on the pop figures if somebody gets me if I do something.
What else? I don't know. We'll workshop this. I may or may not have already planned out what I'm getting you guys, and I got kind of elaborate with it and I needed Jacob's help.
Oh Jesus.
Oh man.
No, it's very simple and very inexpensive. So,
but also very elaborate, and I needed an art designer to do it.
Right. So, elaborate and thoughtful. I didn't know where
I'm not bragging. I'm not saying that like my gift is going to be better than whatever you guys
get
me.
I wasn't saying that.
It's about giving, not receiving. Stop. But my gift is going to be better.
It's not. It's not. It's really, really dorky, and I was embarrassed explaining it to him.
I'm disclaimed it with
or something like this, not as corny, but along the same thing, something like way cooler. I'm still in the process of just thinking about it.
Oh my god, I'm super excited.
Don't be that excited, please. It's really not that cool.
Too late. I'm excited.
So, broadcast t-shirt. If anybody gets Drake, broadcast t-shirt.
All right.
All right.
Only if I get a left shark, right bear in return.
Yes. Ed says, episode 69, it sounds like a buffet of fun. Oh my god, that's going to be our slogan for it. Join us for the broadcast episode 69, a buffet of fun. Let's see.
Yes.
Lots of yay for Secret Santas.
Tron video games.
No. Yeah, the little ones. There's like this little itty bitty Donkey Kong sitting right behind me. This is an acceptable size of a donkey. Yes, it's sitting above a big Pee Wee Herman. And below,
oh, we have that same lamp. It's a good lamp.
It's like IKEA or Target or something.
I don't know where it comes from, but I like that you can like put stuff on it.
Yes.
It's actually right behind me. See?
Oh, look at that. That's fun.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think this is IKEA, but it could be Target.
I think it's Target.
Fair enough.
Hmm. JP says, shouldn't episode 69 be a crossover?
Well, if anybody would like to cross over, you guys are more than welcome to do that. We will not turn it. We are inclusive. We are a inclusive podcast. We mm-hmm. welcome everybody.
That's yep. right.
As yep. long as they agree with us and do what we say, or else Chandy will tell them to get the fuck out.
Right. As long as they don't call us feminazis and talk about how, what was it? Nobody would fuck us?
Oh, that, we, yes, and we invented dildos.
I know. It's like, well, I will have you know.
Just saying. Like, facts.
All right. Amazon shopping. Black Friday is coming up. Please, all your Amazon needs, go to chainjack.com/Amazon. It'll redirect you to the affiliates link. Just do that, please. Make that your special Christmas gift to Jack. Just he'll be super excited. Patrons, live show. Hold on, there's a note here I can't see. Oh, because I'm on the wrong page. Oh, we were going to talk about my so-called life. Oh, Nick's brain teaser. Okay, this is how we're going to end the show. Nick's brain teaser.
Uh-oh. Okay. Oh, I don't like the sound of this.
Hold on. I screen capped it for myself last week so I wouldn't forget. Okay. We are closing out the show in 3 minutes because I'm going to read this first. Okay. While at her own mother's funeral, a woman meets a guy she doesn't know. She thinks this guy is amazing, her dream man, and is pretty sure he could be the love of her life. However, she never asked his name or number afterwards. Oh, and afterwards could not find out who he was. A few days later, the girl kills her own sister. Why?
Because she's a mean person who is mentally unstable.
I mean, the obvious would be it's the sister's husband, but that doesn't... That's not it.
According to my screen cap, that is exactly what I said. It was her husband?
Yeah. I feel like that's too obvious, though.
Yeah, that's not the answer.
Yeah, that can't be the answer.
Okay, read it again. I will read again one more time.
It's Charles Manson, isn't it? The guy is Charles Manson. The cult leader.
Well, at her own mother's funeral, a woman meets a guy she doesn't know. She thinks the guy's amazing and is pretty sure he could be the love of her life. However, she never asked his name or number and afterwards could not find out from anyone who he was. A few days later, the girl kills her own sister. Why?
I don't know.
All right. Anybody in the chat?
love brain teasers. And I don't know.
I know. This one was a fun one, too. Let's see. Has anybody got it? They're on a delay, which is why we're vamping.
Well, did she kill her sister on accident?
Was it Jesus? It was not Jesus.
Or
it was not Jindu.
Like, was it murder or homicide?
No, she kills her sister. Like, there's no specification as to how or why she kills her sister. It was my Johnson.
Nailed it. That was it.
Okay, so here's the answer. All right.
Okay.
And it's a very good thing that nobody has gotten it, because the answer is it was the logical thing to do. Since she met him at her mother's funeral, surely he would come back for her sister's funeral. It's a psychopath test. So if you didn't get it, congratulations. You're not a psychopath.
Oh, it was a test the whole time.
I'll have you know that I have not seen one person get that right yet. So I think I hang with a good crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
At least you're safe.
Yeah, for now. Unless a Tron arcade accidentally falls upon me.
David says Dan would have nailed that one. Amanda says Nick, thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
So, you know, I was I got a text today from hold on. It relates to this, so to the broadcast, not to killing people. I think Mike was like, is this the 69 episode? And Nick was like, when's the scissoring episode? So we need to figure out. See, I don't know why I'm even still looking at it. I literally just read exactly what it said. So we need to figure out the scissoring episode.
Okay.
Sign me up.
Would that be episode 111?
Sure.
Yeah.
I guess.
Sure.
What's episode VV? Is V10? That would be 20. So we totally missed that one.
Yeah. VV.
No, that's vagina, five. Vagina.
Yeah.
That's five. So that's 10.
Yeah.
So and 55. Yeah, we totally screwed the pooch on that one. All right. Huh. Anyway, thanks again, guys. Thank you for everyone who came out to hang out with us. Really appreciate it. We'll see you all again, hopefully, December 12th. And then after that week, we're probably going to take the rest of the year off. So come with bells on for that one.
Yay!
And yeah, happy Black Friday shopping through Amazon.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, everybody. Yeah, I like how I was
happy
like,
Thanksgiving.
Happy consumerist holiday before I thank everybody.
For all of us that think Black Friday is stupid, happy eat your face off day.
Happy Thanksgiving! Happy Broadsgiving.
Happy Broadsgiving.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, bye, guys. Thanks. We'll see you around. Don't forget to stay subscribed, because apparently when you update to the new iOS, it unsubscribes you from have your podcast, which is what happened to me. Yeah, because I started to look for one today, and I was like, they haven't updated in a little while. That's odd. And then I had gotten unsubscribed.
Yeah. Wow.
I know. I know. Ponder that. Okay. See, this is why this is why we have 20-hour-long shows.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Because we ponder such important things.
Such a thing. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Happy Thanksgiving again. Enjoy the rest of your evenings and weeks. Peace. Oh, I'm Colleen.
Bye. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Okay, now peace out. Bye.
Bye.